and we were thinking of you and mighty grateful to you.
Why, how nice of you called. Thank you very, very much indeed.
I hope you're having a good Christmas.
Mamie and I are just old. We just finished opening our presents, and we're just exhausted.
Well, I got one for you, but I haven't sent it. I had to get it leather-bound, put your initials on it, but... That frugality and thrift and economy speech, I just had it made up to send to you for Christmas, Pat.
Thank you very much indeed.
I think you're going to enjoy the budget more, though, than you did the speech.
Well, okay, you know me. I can't believe, Mr. President, we've got to do it or we're going the wrong trend.
Well, I don't know. You must be paying Bob Anderson because he's been working full-time for me.
Well, he went to Europe, didn't he?
Yeah, he was gone 10 days, but yes, I talked to him 3 or 4 times just the day before.
Oh, indeed. Well, I want to talk to him.
He has very excellent ideas, and as you, of course, know better than anyone, extremely good judgment.
Well, I tell you, not only that, but he's got a very fine attitude in the... he's knowledgeable in the foreign field as well as in the... As in the domestic, for the simple reason that he's had to do so much with their foreign finances. And I just think he's one of the ablest men I've known in my life.
Well, he's been very helpful to me, and I tell a story about when America gets in trouble and people close ranks and we lost the president. I said President Eisenhower just came down on his own, and even my borrowed a plane, wouldn't let me send for him, and got a yellow pencil and a yellow tablet and got in the back room and wrote out some things, and I don't want to give him credit for all the message because he wouldn't want it, but I'll tell you the good parts of it he helped me on.
I tell you, I'm delighted to start it off that way.
Well, what we're going to do, Mr. President, we can't get our budget down as much as you'd like, but we're going to... The Kennedy administration has added 133,000 employees in 3 years, and we're cutting it enough that we are going to have less employees in 65 than we had in 64. Although every department has asked for substantial increase, in particularly the mayor people and folks like that. But I got the post office department today to cut out 5,000 employees that asked for. For the first time in 15 years, we've got the Pentagon under 1 million civilian employees. And we're just talking it every day and trying to make each one of them set an example and making them compete with each other. And I don't know whether we'll do any good or not, but that's what you want it done.
Well, Mr. President, don't forget your own baby there. Now, that space can take a little bit of contraction.
Well, we moved him down a good deal, and we've still got an item that we're debating about that they got to come down here this week. It involves a few hundred million.
Yeah.
So... I think that you're going to be pleased with it. I honestly do. Lady Bird wants to say hello to you. And
Mamie wants to join in saying Merry Christmas to you both, too.
Thank you. Here's Lady Bird.
Mr. President.
Why, how you know, Lady Bird?
I just want to say two things. One, that one of the nicest times that I myself had when I was living at the Elms was having your sweet wife there for lunch and her pretty daughter-in-law.
I remember, she remembers talking to me about that luncheon the other day.
It was just a great pleasure to me and my friends. And the second thing is that I remember, well, with a great deal of pleasure, the constructive way that you and Lyndon worked together from different sides of this country when you were president and he was running his side of the show. And I sure hope that we can have more of that in time to come. And I appreciate your cooperation, your kindness to him during this last very dreadful month.
Thank you so much. As a matter of fact, there's a little thing I could do is very cheerfully done. And I think it's going to go pretty well. Mamie would like to, Johnson, would say Merry Christmas.
Wonderful.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning, and I hope you're having just as beautiful and sunny a day. Are you in Pennsylvania?
No, darling. We're here in El Dorado, and Palm Desert.
Oh, then you are.
The palm trees are blowing around here, and the sun's shining. Oh, it's gorgeous.
We're here in about 70 degree weather in Texas with about 32 kinfolks, and
a little ice Bishop family just came in too. His brother Ed from North Dakota just walked in. Mm-hmm. And he and his children. But we don't have our children with us. They're home.
Well, have a happy, happy Christmas.
Well, same to you, dear.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.